closer toward 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The Mopac traffic is still solid because of an earlier crash near Cesar Chavez. Southbound traffic, 2222 to the bridge, and even south of there, going to be slow. I-35, very heavy traffic north and south. The Ben White toward the 290 and 183. Northbound from Breaker Lane to Howard, Round Rock area, pretty solid. Had a crash earlier in the Georgetown region near Highway 195. That one has cleared up, so good news there. 620 at Anderson Mill, though. Northbound 620 could be a bit slow. Grand Avenue Parkway, Central Commerce Drive, a collision just reported. That, again, is going to be in the Pflugerville region. Manchac at Matthews, FM 1626 at South 1st Street. Also a crash reported over on 183 southbound frontage at Spicewood Springs. Final clearing on that. There's your traffic.
Find Altstadt's award-winning Texas beers throughout Austin and Central Texas with their beer map. Go to altstadtbeer.com and click on the Find Our Beer banner. There's sure to be a location in your area. It's Altstadt Beer. No impurities. No regrets.
Experience a better way to buy at Henna Chevrolet.
I tend to be a bit grouchy when it comes to car dealers, but Henna's level of service quickly had me at ease, and I actually enjoyed the experience.
I don't know if I just bought a car or made a bunch of friends, but I'm more than okay with that.
For a lower price made easy, find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com.
Henna Chevrolet, we'll always stand by you.
Henna Chevrolet takes the stress out of car buying.
The compassion, the respect, the savings that I experienced from the Henna sales team were second to none.
We treat you how we'd want to be treated.
Henna provided the most respectful, professional, and caring experience I've ever had at a dealership. And I saved almost $5,000, too.
For a lower price made easy, find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com.
Just because there's a new number at the top of your calendar doesn't mean your toilet is less evil, your faucet is less drippy, or your water pressure is less than non-existent. Hi, it's Rita for my friends at Hambone Plumbing. When you need an expert behind that wrench, you need Hambone Plumbing. Plumbing repairs and service. New plumbing installations, water heaters, and water softeners. New year, same plumbing, go Hambone. Solving your problems for 40 years and three generations. 512-388-7030. HambonePlumbing.com. License number M12470.
Suddenlink's best internet offer just got even better. Visit suddenlink.com today to get 100 meg internet for only $30 a month for 1 year. And we'll even boost our offer with a $200 Visa prepaid card. Get our best deal on the lightning fast internet you need to game, stream, chat, and more anywhere in your home with no annual contract, plus a 30-day money back guarantee and free installation when you order online. And with gig speeds available, you can connect even faster on Suddenlink's next generation network. Our best offer just got better on 100 meg internet from Suddenlink for only $30 a month for 1 year. And for a limited time, you'll get a $200 Visa prepaid card. Visit suddenlink.com for this and more exclusive deals online.
For new residential customers, reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 100 meg. Speed availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. See suddenlink.com for details.
Hi, Texas. Everybody knows there are things in life that make total sense, like switching to GEICO. They're the second largest auto insurer in the country, and they've been saving people money for over 75 years.
Other things make no sense, like stickers some manufacturers put on their non-stick pans. It's like the world's worst product demo.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. You could save a lot, and they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV.
Clapping, on the other hand, makes no sense. Who decided a great way to show approval was to hit ourselves? Repeatedly.
On the other hand, it still makes sense to switch to GEICO. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And emergency roadside service could help you get out of a pinch.
Conversely, arranging, then dismantling decorative pillows on a bed makes no sense whatsoever. Making the bed provides enough chore drudgery on its own.
So, Texas, it makes sense to switch to GEICO. Online, over the phone, or with your local agent.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM, Elgin, K270CO, Round Rock.
This hour brought to you by Green Mountain Flower Company. Green Mountain Flower, the most powerful CBD hemp oil available. Stop by 183 in Anderson Mill Road or find them on Facebook.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com.
The Triple Option is brought to you by Coors Light.
Harkless throws the midcourt, intercepted by Coleman and taken away. Reeves throws it up, off balance, no good. That's it. Longhorns win it.
Well, it was a fun Thursday night for Texas. Craig Way with the call there, and Longhorns beat Oklahoma. That's always good to hear. 69-65. This is hour number three of the Triple Option with RBKD.
Nice.
Little bit more to go. Oh, yeah. Once Texas gets 69
nice.
And a W, you know you're going to hear it a lot on this show. We'll get into that game here a little bit. Don't forget, we are live, we are local, we are digital. So get that Horn app if you haven't yet and really make life easier for you. Listen to us virtually anywhere. And then hornfm.com if you want to podcast any of the stuff. We do have Texas baseball against Houston coming up at 6:15, 6:30, first pitch. But still a lot of show to get to. Rod Babers, Brad Kellner, I'm Kevin Dunn. Texas gets the W, and this was a must-win, but just the way this team was playing and the way this team seemingly was feeling on the outside looking in, they needed to get some positive things going, and especially to beat Oklahoma. As BK said, this was a revenge game for them. So they lost to OU first time around when they're three guys short and didn't have Shaka, and it just didn't feel like they got the fair end of this. But this is a pretty entertaining basketball game, especially early on. It was, you had them kind of going back and forth, and it looked like this thing could be very offensive. Texas separated a little bit, had that 10-point lead in the first half. In the second half, you get a 17-4 run. Austin Reeves, for the most part, I thought they did a pretty good job on him, but you had Manick, Harmon, and Harkless who were pitching in. And then Gibson also. Who else came in? Someone came in. Akuoff came in and actually gave them some minutes that they usually don't get. But on the flip side of that, BK, Jace Febres gave Texas more than he has all year long and hit some threes. Greg Brown gave them a little bit of stuff. Courtney Ramey was excellent. This was a good win. I don't want to overblow it too much, but you had some certain guys step up, and the guy who played his worst game made the biggest shot, Matt Coleman, to kind of seal this
thing. Yeah, Matt Coleman 0-for-4 going into that final offensive possession, or I guess the second to last offensive possession. The final one were the Greg Brown free throws to ice the game away. But yeah, Matt Coleman was not playing well at all, but still his teammates and his coaches trusted him to be that guy to get it done, to take the most important shot, and he delivered. And we talked about it yesterday leading up to the game. Something about that building for Matt Coleman. Remember last year, Texas OU in Norman. We just surpassed the one-year anniversary of that game.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Coleman banked in a three at the buzzer to give Texas a much-needed win to kind of get them back on the bubble in the NCAA tournament conversation last year. This year, hits the dagger. Not quite a game winner. Texas had a two-point lead when that shot went up, but that made it a two-possession game with 10 seconds to go. So big time for Matt Coleman there. And I'm glad you brought up Jace Febres, because if Jace Febres had been healthy all year long, I think his role on this team would be way bigger than what it is right now. And I think this Texas offense would be a lot better than what it has been, especially as of late. I mean, Jace Febres, he might be 1-1A with Andrew Jones as the best three-point shooters on this team. But, Rod, Jace Febres wasn't getting a lot of minutes. I mean, he had off-season surgery, which kept him out of the lineup altogether for the first couple of weeks of the season. And it's tough once you get into conference play when the Big 12's as good as it is and you're playing so many tough and tight games. It's kind of tough to, you know, insert a guy who hasn't played a whole lot. And it's tough to get him up to game speed when you're going up against top 20 teams seemingly every night in this league. Jace Febres came in last night and he made the most of his 18 minutes, 11 points. He was 3 of 7 from downtown. Rod B., if he can come in and provide a spark off the bench for this Texas team, I mean, this is a guy who has started games in the past at Texas, but if he can just come in and give you some sort of offense off the bench to help out when this team is going through ruts offensively, that would be huge, and they needed all 11 of his points last night.
Yeah, I mean, Texas has an embarrassment of riches, right, in terms of the depth they have when a guy like Jace Febres can, like, say he got lost in the shuffle. But because of circumstances throughout the season and the different rotations, he's a guy that can come out and have a great game like he did versus Oklahoma, and it was really an added bonus. Nobody had really counted on Jace Febres because really he hadn't been there consistently for the Longhorns. So, yeah, if he can come out and have a great game, it just adds to the many different guys who stepped up to help win that game. And that's, I think, the most fulfilling part of that win for Texas was, you know, it wasn't just one or two different guys stepping up in big moments. It really was a well-rounded effort, right? Jericho Sims and Andrew Jones, you know, both of those guys pretty much kept Texas in the game throughout the game with their performance. 16 points for Andrew Jones, 16 points for Jericho Sims, getting the ball down low. All of his points come from dunks and layups, so that was really promising. But then you start looking at the clutch performances down the stretch. You just talked about, you know, Matt Coleman, and, you know, Matt Coleman had a really subpar game, to say the least. I mean, it was a bad game for him, but he did come up clutch to give the Longhorns a decisive advantage late in the game with about 13 seconds left when he hit his only shot, only field goal of the game. Now, Courtney Ramey with those two back-to-back three-pointers, yep, that KD talked about in the first hour of the show. I mean, they were huge. With about 6 minutes left, Texas is struggling at that time, and Oklahoma's just on fire. And those back-to-back three-pointers, they just put a dagger in the heart of a lot of those Oklahoma fans, shut them up, but also extinguished that fire that Oklahoma had been building. And then you go to Greg Brown, down the clutch, 5 seconds left. He's got to hit two free throws. I don't know what he is. He's a sub-70% something free throw shooter. He hits both of them to give the Longhorns basically the victory. A lot of different guys stepping up, man. I mean, I'm sure I missed out on some guys who stepped up and made plays, but it really was a true team effort on the road.
Yeah, it was. In those two threes, Rod, you're right. I mean, for Ramey, Oklahoma clearly had momentum, and sometimes you just got to stop the bleeding, and then all of a sudden things will turn around pretty quickly. And to me, that was the most important stretch when one guy had to step up, and he created all that on his own. That wasn't coming off ball screens. That was jab steps and getting guys on the move and then stepping back and nailing some threes. But, you know, I'd be remiss if we don't mention what they did early on in this game. I think all three of us have hammered this. I know Texas fans have been talking about this a lot, and we understand basketball has changed. But if you've got an advantage with size and length, you got to go after it. And with Brady Manek guarding Jericho Sims, Manek, you know, was hitting some threes and was doing his bird stuff offensively, but you got to hammer them, and they did. It was a dunkathon for Jericho Sims. BK, if you don't mind, repeat what your OU buddy sent you. I thought that was this will tell you everything.
Yeah, Jericho Sims was awesome last night, had that great first half, as y'all mentioned. But my buddy who went to OU, who lives up in Dallas, he was actually at the Dallas Stars hockey game last night. So he texted me at halftime after checking his phone to see the score. He said, "I haven't watched a second of this game, but I would guess that Lon Kruger is matching Brady Manek up against Jericho Sims, and Jericho Sims is going off." And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what was happening. That was a huge part of the first
half
yesterday.
That's someone who knows his team.
That's someone who knows his team, yeah, diehard Oklahoma fan. But I'm glad Texas kept going to that well. I've preached it a lot on this show. I wish they utilized their size more. I think that's an advantage that Texas has over a lot of teams around the country, right? We talk about the talent. We talk about the experience, and those things are definitely advantages, but Texas has a lot of size, and they've got bigs who can get you buckets down low. And it's weird, you know, it felt like Mo Bamba. Like, Texas made more of an emphasis to get the ball to Mo Bamba on the low block than they do with Jericho Sims. Jericho Sims is a senior. He's way more polished offensively than Mo Bamba was as a freshman here at Texas. Yet for some reason, there are games where it just feels like Jericho Sims is not a big part of the offensive game plan. And you're not always going to have favorable matchups like that, or as favorable as going up against white trash Larry Bird. But,
wow, even more white trash than Larry?
Even more white trash than real Larry Bird. But when you get those opportunities, you got to take advantage, and Texas did. And I hope Jericho Sims can be utilized more moving forward. And it's pretty cool, like, what Texas has done this week, guys. I mean, back-to-back wins on the road. You know, Craig Way on the broadcast last night called it the senior day tour that Texas is on. They played Iowa State on its senior day. They played Oklahoma last night on its senior day. They're going to play TCU on Sunday on its senior day. I call it the anti-senior week for Texas. It's awesome to win games, Rod, but to go into other teams' houses and ruin their senior day, that's a little bit of icing on the cake for me. Hopefully the Horns can do that again for the third time this week by beating TCU on Sunday.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And, you know, we talked about how the Longhorns had a senior night, too, that was strange because it wasn't the last game of the season for them. But, you know, this team, what's most important for them is the confidence. They played with a lot of energy last night. They played with defensive intensity last night. Those are things that should be constant, right, for Texas. That should always be a part of their formula. They can play with great energy and high energy, and they can play with defensive intensity. You saw that versus Oklahoma. That forced Oklahoma to shoot 37% from the field. And when Texas can do that, because they're so long and so rangy and so athletic, they wreak havoc. I think that's what people want from Shaka, right, to see havoc. You haven't seen it really with Texas team, but this team can really create it. And those are things that even if the strategy's not working, even if the shots are not falling, those are things that will keep them in games. And you saw some of those elements. I mean, I saw a lot of guys trying to be junkyard dogs, playing with a ton of great effort in that game versus Oklahoma. And now they can add confidence to the mix, too. I don't know if they were playing with confidence prior to this game. You started to see it in this game, them playing with a lot of confidence. Matt Coleman is a primary example of that, right?
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
Being insecure down the stretch. And now start adding that to the mojo, and hopefully they can start playing their best basketball at the most opportune time.
As quickly as they can lose it, they can also get it back. And that's why I still think there's going to be optimism here that this team can make a run to the second weekend, because they have the talent to do that. They've got the talent. Hell, both those guys said last night, they're talking about OU, this could be a Final Four team. And I'm like, well, Texas could be a Final Four team. I wouldn't bank on it for them to be that consistent and put all that together. But BK, they could. Rod's right. It was great to see Matt Coleman take that final shot, but I think both of us saw something as the game was going on. Matt Coleman didn't want the basketball.
Yeah, he was very passive last night. And Matt Coleman, to me, has not been the same player since the COVID shutdown. I don't know if Matt Coleman was one of the guys who had COVID. I'm not going to assume that he had COVID, but that's just an observation I've made. He hasn't been the same player since that sort of COVID. I don't know if it was necessarily a shutdown, but when Texas went 19 days without practicing and kind of right around the first Oklahoma game when the Longhorns only had 8 scholarship players available, like, to me, Matt Coleman has just been a different player. And I am stunned. Now, there are a couple of numbers that I look at in the box score last night, and I can't believe Texas was able to win a game on the road against a top 20 team. I mean, the fact that Texas only forced 3 turnovers last night, we talked about that. I was wrong. I thought that was one of the keys to the game for Texas to create some turnovers and get some easy buckets in transition. They didn't do that. Oklahoma 3, which is a season low for them. And then for Matt Coleman to have only 2 points. Also 5 turnovers as well. Like, I've said it a lot. I think this team goes as Matt Coleman goes. And the fact that they were able to win a game. I know he hit the biggest shot of the night last night, so he was a part. He played a factor in last night's win. But the fact that they were able to get a quality quadrant one win despite not getting anything out of who I think is the most important player, the catalyst for this team, I think is a good sign, but I also think you're flirting with disaster a little bit. You're going to need way more out of Matt Coleman moving forward. I do want to ask you guys y'all's thoughts on the final inbounds play for Texas. So Matt Coleman hits the shot to make it a 4-point game with 10 seconds to go, and Texas just falls asleep defensively.
God, I know.
I mean, Brady Manick, within the span of like 4 seconds, drives the length of the floor and gets an easy layup, and all of a sudden you're back to 2. Oklahoma takes a timeout, so Texas has an opportunity to, you know, set up what inbounds play they want to run, and Andrew Jones is your inbounder, and he just kind of lobs one up to Greg Brown III. Rod, I guess when you have an athlete like GB3, you just kind of throw it up to him and say, go get it, young fella. And that's what he did. Not the safest play in the world, but look, everyone's giving Greg Brown a ton of credit for the free throws, and those were huge. Made it a 2-possession game with less than 5 seconds to go. I almost want to give him more credit for that catch he made at midcourt right there, because a turnover there could have been a disaster.
Yeah, I think some of the plays that Greg Brown made that weren't actually either field goals made or even considered positive plays were truly freakish. That one you just brought up was amazing to watch. The the dunk that he missed.
Oh, when he back rimmed that, he got too much.
He got too much, but it just, when he launched himself, I use that word specifically because he launched himself off the court. I mean, you just see his explosion and the block he had in transition that ended up being called a foul. But just, you know, just how long and rangy. I mean, he basically enveloped the Oklahoma player with all of his length and range, and it just shows you what his ceiling could be and his upside. So he's an X factor, right? We don't know necessarily game to game what Greg Brown's going to bring to the table, but man, what an X factor to have, basically a potential lottery pick that can really do a lot of different things on the court and is a matchup nightmare for almost any player.
You know, early on he went left and was out of control, got bailed out with a foul very early on in that game, but Rob mentioned it earlier. He did go right. Now, he spun back left, but it was a nice move. We're seeing a little bit, trying a little bit of versatility with him because it felt like the book was out on him. Shoot threes, go left.
Yeah, if this team's going to make a run in March, they need consistent play from Greg Brown, right? You can't afford him. He played well last night, wasn't foul trouble, so only got 20 minutes, but you need more from him, and you need more from Kai Jones. Like, those are your first-round NBA draft pick players, and you'd like to get some contribution out of those guys. But a lot of depth for Texas, and this is a team that has the ability to beat good teams even if everybody isn't on.
Yeah.
They've got so many options that, okay, if one or two guys are having a bad night, then they still have enough. Now, it's not ideal, not the best recipe for success, but they've got enough, I think, to get it done. And, man, wins are hard to come by this time of year, KD. You take them anyway. I know there are Longhorn fans who are a little upset by the fact that Texas blew a double-digit lead, and they gave up another lead, and they went through another offensive rut in the second half, which we've seen a lot this year, and we've seen it a lot over Shaka Smart's first half decade plus here in Austin. But quadrant one win on the road against a rival on their senior nights, that's huge, man. They're not always going to be pretty, especially for all 40 minutes. Finding a way to get it done shows a lot, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's all that matters, and we know what this team is, so I'm with y'all, and I'm with a lot of y'all that I don't think Shaka's going to be the head coach here or should be moving past this, but we still have to give this team the year and give him that opportunity. We do know the weaknesses that come with this, with this team, and you're not going to get a clean even 35 minutes. You're going to get a 4, 5, 6 minute stretch where the offense disappears. A lot of that's going to be half court, or they're just settling for shots and not putting the ball on the floor or getting the ball inside. And defensively, you may see some brain farts. There's nowhere near a perfect team. So I expect that stuff every game I go into it. And at that point, I just want to get the W, and that's what they did. If we want to have larger discussions about Shaka and the issues with this team, I'm with y'all, but I guess I just take that into account. I know what I'm going to see with that, and that's what we're going to see.
Rod, did last night change your opinion on this team or change your stance on how far they could go in the NCAA tournament, or was it kind of to be expected with what we've seen from this team all year?
I think it changed it a little bit. I'm more optimistic now, of course, because at least you saw them have that slump where they relax for a while, allowed Oklahoma to come back to the game after leading double digits. But what we hadn't seen in the last month or so from this team was them responding in the clutch, right? Mm-hmm. And you've talked about that, having guys you can depend on when the game's on the line. You had several different players step up when the game was on the line in the last 6 minutes of that game to help Texas win it. If they can keep that up, that's all the tournament's about. The tournament basically, in the Big 12, at least they're going to be, they're going to be battle tested in the Big 12 because, they've been in a lot of tight games that have come down to the clutch, and at times they've stepped up and other times they fell short. And I think if Texas can now start playing some of their best basketball, getting closer to what they were at the beginning of the season, and having those clutch performers step up, we know they're as talented and as experienced as almost any other team in the tournament, man. They're really, really talented. They're loaded, man. Well, in terms of their overall depth on the team, they're probably as deep and experienced and as talented as most teams, if not the best teams in the tournament. And I think that should be something that people can be optimistic about. I don't know if they can put it all together. That's the question.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I'm not changing my stance after last night's win. I still don't think this is a second weekend team. But we'll take the win.
I don't either.
And, gentlemen, it's 5:23. And?
OU sucks!
Thanks, sir. Yes, sir.
You still suck. Well, beating those fools on their senior night.
I'll take it anywhere.
That is awesome. All right, Rod B., what you got on your rant of the day today, sir?
Today, actually, Coming to America Part 2 is coming out. My all-time favorite comedy. We'll get into why comedy sequels often fail, and I'll have a different little analogy. We'll get into a football analogy as it relates to all-time great comedy sequels. All of that and more right here on The Triple Option with RBKD right here on 104.9, 101.9, and AM 1260.
Flex ATX with Snoop Daniel has moved to Thursdays. Thursday Night Flex, brought to you by Cedar Park Overhead Doors, brings you interviews, stats, recruiting, and more from Central Texas area high school coaches and athletes. Plus, check out video clips, mixtapes, and replays at flxatx.com. Thursday Night Flex with Snoop Daniel, presented by Cedar Park Overhead Doors. Thursdays from 8 to 10 on The Horn, live, local, and digital.
Hey, what's up, folks? Lifetime Longhorn Rod Baby Sure. Got to tell you about my friends at Diamonds Direct. And they want to be your friend, too. All right? They can come to the rescue no matter what the occasion is. When you need to find that very special gift for that very special person, Diamonds Direct is the place for you. They have unbelievable inventory, unbelievable selection. They also have the best service. And what I love about them, the lowest prices. They can offer the lowest prices because they cut out the middleman. It's like having 15 different jewelry stores in one. So they offer low prices that nobody else can. That is part of the Diamonds Direct difference. And I know this because I'm a true believer, because I had to go to Diamonds Direct. I needed to find the perfect ring for the perfect girl for the perfect price. And that's when I went to Diamonds Direct. They gave me a thorough education in the diamond industry. They also walked me through every step of the process. I gave them my price range, gave them my price point, and they help me knock it out of the park, and they'll help you do the same thing too. So whether it's an engagement ring, or maybe it's just some designer jewelry you're looking for, maybe diamond earrings, whatever the occasion, they can hook you up. And whatever the gift that you want to get, diamond tennis bracelet, whatever, a diamond necklace, all those different things you can find at Diamonds Direct. Go to diamondsdirect.com to check out their exclusive inventory there, but I'd recommend you go there and visit them at the domain, and then you'll discover the Diamonds Direct difference for yourself. They're unbelievable. No matter what your needs are, and I got to go there anyway because I got an anniversary coming up. So whether it's an anniversary, whether it's a birthday, or whether you're ready to pop the question, Diamonds Direct is the place for you. Go check it out for yourself right there in the domain. That's diamondsdirect.com.
We still have problems on, well, this is off to the east of I-35 on Highway 79 in the HEB, so watch out for delays through there. Also, we're checking a crash down on the southbound side of Mopac near the bridge. We've been getting a lot of these lately, at least three over the last couple of days near the bridge, either northbound or southbound. This one is southbound. Backup is toward 2222. The interstate's still solid through downtown and south of Ben White. The Round Rock and Pflugerville area, of course, the traffic is heavy, and we got a lot of crashes today, folks, unfortunately, over on FM 969 Dunlop Road. Ben White eastbound, this is going to be right there near South Congress, and over on Colorado between 3rd and 4th downtown. Also, frontage road of Lamar, southbound near Research Boulevard, FM 1626 and South 1st, final clearing of a crash there. That's your traffic.
The excitement is in the air. The stage is set. And we are breaking out the red carpet at Palazzo. The stars will come out Friday, March 5th. It's going to be an evening to remember when Palazzo presents the 4th annual Smokin' Hot Hollywood Bash. You're invited to an unforgettable blowout featuring $5 drinks from 5 until 8 p.m. Dazzling decor. A live solo saxophonist. Titillating aerial dancers. And some very special secret surprises that are sure to put the wood back into Hollywood. Our Smokin' Hot Hollywood Bash will feature all of our Palazzo entertainers dressed up as your favorite Hollywood stars. And they'll all be ready to give you an award-winning performance that'll leave you emotionally drained. Don't miss the glamour and excitement. Wear a black tie or dress to impress and get free admission. It only happens once a year. Friday night, March 5th, the Smokin' Hot Hollywood Bash. Only at Palazzo.
Experience a better way to buy at Henna Chevrolet.
I tend to be a bit grouchy when it comes to car dealers, but Henna's level of service quickly had me at ease, and I actually enjoyed the experience.
I don't know if I just bought a car or made a bunch of friends, but I'm more than okay with that.
For a lower price made easy, find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com.
Henna Chevrolet!
Henna Chevrolet takes the stress out of car buying.
The compassion, the respect, the savings that I experienced from the Henna sales team were second to none.
We treat you how we'd want to be treated.
Henna provided the most respectful, professional, and caring experience I've ever had at a dealership. And I saved almost $5,000, too.
For a lower price made easy, find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com.
So low that you want to know
which way to Specs.
Come on, let's go.
Specs Wine Spirits and Finer Foods. World class service, that's all about you.
Shout Specs, it's how we do. A huge selection since 62. Shout Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you.
Shout.
Cheers to savings.
This segment brought to you by Austin Weedman. Austin Weedman. They treat your lawn as if it were their own and provide you with honest and open communication.
Stop putting off LASIK. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. Call 512-596-2020 or go online to schedule your free consultation today. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Find out what happens when people stop being polite and start getting real.
You ain't keeping it real.
My God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
No, oh, you've done it now. It's time for Rod's Rant of the Day.
Hold on to your butts.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. Time for Rod's Rant of the Day. And I'm looking forward to watching the Coming to America sequel, which should be out. I think it's already, I think it came out last night on Amazon Prime. And, you know, Coming to America is my all-time favorite comedy. I know we'll get into all-time favorite comedies. I understand. I don't want to get into ranking them because we don't have enough time. And I get it. Everybody's a little different. But that's mine.
Can I just say I'm okay with your one?
Yeah, no, no. And I know everybody's got their one. And what's yours, Katie? What's your all-time favorite comedy?
I mean, I've got a list of five, of course. But
I know for you it's tough because you always your top five.
Honestly, yeah. It's probably Coming to America. I mean, there's not a more perfect comedy than Coming to America.
It's for me, it holds a special place for me, but I get why people have it, you know, in the top 10, maybe not in the top five, all that kind of stuff. BK, what's your all-time favorite comedy? And what do you have Coming to America? I just should ask that too.
I think my all-time favorite comedy is Die Hard.
All right, okay. Here we go. Right. I thought that was a Christmas movie.
There you go.
Well, it's both. See? It's a Christmas movie and it's a comedy.
It's a Christmas comedy special.
It's like National Lampoon.
It really is.
I guess there's some rom-com in there, too.
Yes. And where does Coming to America fit? It's a top tenner for me, but definitely not number one. I mean, it's really good. I could watch it at any time, but it's not quite in the elitist of the elite tiers. Me.
I wonder how much of that is error, Rod, because when that thing came out, remember watching that on VHS? I mean, if that was at Blockbuster, you knew what you were getting.
I agree. No, it is. Maybe it's been an error thing. You know, I just don't have a lot of comedies ranked ahead of it or even, you know, that are close to it. But yeah, I mean, I think most people have it hovering somewhere around top 10 just because it's very quotable and it's just got a lot of great classic iconic scenes that if you can kind of describe the scene for most, you know, most film enthusiasts, and they can instantly be able to recall exactly the scene and quote some of it too. And that's big for me in a comedy, right? That's why Seinfeld is the all-time greatest comedy, because Seinfeld is probably the most quotable sitcom of all time, right? Think about all the different terms and terminology that came from Seinfeld. There's a language associated with just the show Seinfeld, right?
Yeah,
right. The close talker, the bet, like. You know, not there's anything wrong with that, all that kind of stuff, right?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Throw out that stuff and everybody knows, oh yeah, that's Seinfeld episode, they get it. Coming to America has that type of feel. So I know there are a lot of people say, oh, this comedy's better. Your comedy that you're probably going to throw out there probably isn't as quotable as Coming to America.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably doesn't instantly get the reaction that Coming to America scenes do. That's why I'll charge you up about Coming to America over whatever random comedy you throw out there. Some comedies are in that. Like, it's why Groundhog Day is pretty high up there, because Groundhog Day, people know the scenes. It's quotable. Boom, boom, boom. right? It's got to have that imprint.
What's the one with the dude that Dustin McComas loves so much? It's a good movie.
Oh, Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski.
I think that. Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons people love it so much. Incredibly quotable.
Yeah, exactly, right? The jokes, the one-liners from Big Lebowski, boom. People know him instantly. Yeah, and that's what makes it iconic. But we all know this about all-time comedies, and here's the danger zone for Comedy to America. It is almost impossible, and yes, there are exceptions to the rule, but it's really, really tough. It's really tough to replicate that greatness or that goatness of an all-time great comedy. It really, really is. And I think the best that you can do when you're trying to make a sequel to a comedy is to not disgrace the original all-time great comedy. Because, I mean, sure, there are exceptions to the rule, but it's rare that the sequel is going to be better than the original, usually with any genre of film, but especially with comedies, because comedies are unique, right? I always say that nobody knows that they are creating an all-time great iconic comedy when they're doing it. There's some people that know they're creating an all-time great iconic movie when they're doing it. When you get Leonardo DiCaprio or Daniel Day-Lewis to play Abraham Lincoln and Steven Spielberg to direct, you're like, okay, we're going all-time great here. We're going iconic status. We're trying to get Academy Awards. It's happening, right? You know what I mean? Like when you get, I guess these days it would be Liam Neeson or Keanu Reeves to play in an action movie, probably going to be a damn good action movie. Those guys are really good in action movies, right? So you can, based on your leading man and the script and who's going to direct it, there are ways to almost predict what's going to be a great film in terms of drama or even action films at times. But comedies are a result of great timing, because comedy is all about timing. So, right, it's all about great timing. And a lot of that stuff is improvised, right? A lot of the scenes that that Bill Murray throws out there in Groundhog Day or Caddyshack, he improvised. Mm-hmm. He just did it on the fly right there.
Jim
with the
Carrey.
Script. He was, yeah, exactly. He was a great, yes, an even better one, right? Half of his stuff is probably improvised, and they just take the best improvisation. So in terms of the timing and then the chemistry with the other actors, right? You just never know that, oh, man, did they know that the chemistry in 40-year-old Virgin was going to be that good between all those guys? No. They didn't know it was going to be that great. They had no idea, but that chemistry, and like I said, you can't really predict it or project it. That is something that also you can't replicate. So when they try to replicate that, the chemistry that they had in, Dumber and Dumber, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they try to replicate that chemistry in Dumber and Dumber, it's not going to be tangible. It's not going to be authentic, because they're going to try to fake it. So when they try to do that in Anchorman 2, same thing. They're going to try to do that with the nostalgic effect in Coming to America. My hope is that they just don't disrespect part one. It's not going to be better than part two. And somebody will go, oh, and I don't think there's anybody even arguing that. I don't think anybody's ever argued that either.
There's no way two is going to be better than part
one. There's no way it's going to be. My hope is that it just doesn't disrespect part one. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are some exceptions to the rule. We can throw out part two of an all-time great comedy being better than part one. Maybe Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters 2 is better than part one.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll throw that out there for those who. Bad Boys 2 is actually better than Bad Boys part one. That's, boom. You're another one.
What about the police academies? They were goofy enough they could pull that off.
They were so terrible all this.
Yeah, they just weren't good. They weren't good movies to begin with, so you're probably right.
Yeah, but I just think it's a fragile, all-time great comedies are fragile formulas. Because it's just hard for people to predict, like, oh, American Pie is going to become an iconic comedy. Who knew that, right? Who knew America was in the mood for that specific comedy? I just think that people don't know what's going to end up becoming iconic when, Meet the Parents. It's like, oh, man, Meet the Parents ends up being an all-time great comedy. Meet the Fockers couldn't keep up with Meet the Parents. It never will, because it catches us by surprise, too. Right, that when you think about The Hangover, right? The Hangover is a perfect example, because Hangover 2 is not a bad movie. And then the sequels aren't terrible movies, but the first one took us by surprise, and it was a new, bold concept in comedies.
Yeah.
So it's hard to replicate that kind of that new factor, that brand new type of comedy factor. You can't really like Bridesmaids is like that, too. Bridesmaids was groundbreaking. Is basically kind of the Hangover version for women. It's going to be hard to really, and they've tried a couple of times, not Bridesmaids Part 2, but they've tried in different movies to replicate that type of theme, and they can't do it because we've already seen it already. We've been there and done that. Now you got to come up with some now creative new comedic concept to shock our senses, which is really hard to do.
Yeah, the shocking part, you're exactly right. And that's where you're just never going to recreate that. I know that we walked into Ace Ventura not knowing what we were going to see in the theater.
Oh, man.
And part of the genius was the shock. And the other part of the genius was everyone who made that movie, getting back to your point, Rod, they had no idea. They all thought this was just going to be a bust.
Exactly.
Like straight to video.
Yeah. Animal House was like that.
Yep.
Animal, like,
exactly.
Oh, yeah,
perfect example.
They were just making it because they wanted to have some fun. There's so many.
Blues Brothers.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many comedies like that. And I just think that Coming to America's, I mean, when Nutty Professor came out and you know, you saw Eddie Murphy dressed up in fat suits, essentially. I don't think they thought it would be as successful as it was. And then they had him dressing up in more fat suits. And after that, you saw Martin Lawrence dressing up in fat suits. Everybody started, all the black comedians started dressing up in fat suits.
Oh, those weren't real? I thought they just put on a bunch of...
right? No. Big Mama's House. And now Tyler Perry made a whole damn, you know, he basically made a niche industry off of him dressing up like a, you know, overweight old black lady. Just because, you know what I mean? So I'm just, it's amazing now what is, oh, that's mainstream. But back when Eddie Murphy did it, it was like, that's pretty groundbreaking. Eddie Murphy's doing that. So I just think that's part of it. So I'm looking forward to it tonight. But I'm just hoping that they don't disrespect my all-time favorite comedy. Here's my analogy real quick. I said I'd make a sports analogy, so I'm not a pop culture critic. The fragile formula for comedies reminds me of the fragile formula when you're building a football team from a defensive standpoint, right? Think about what a shot in the dark and how unstable defensive Super Bowl champions have been, right? Think about the 2000 Ravens. They, you know, they win the Super Bowl in 2000, and by 2002, they're a 7-9 team, right? The 2002 Bucks, they win the Super Bowl, and by 2004, they're a 5-11 team. Mm. 2012 Ravens, similarly, I think in 2013 they were an 8-8 team. It just when you have the defensive formula like that and you try to replicate it, like they try to replicate an all-time great comedy, it usually doesn't it doesn't maintain the consistency. It doesn't maintain the authenticity unless you change switch up your dynamics, right? You flip the script a little bit. That's what the Seattle Seahawks did with Russell Wilson. They went to the Super Bowl in a defensive-oriented, defensive-minded game plan, Legion of Boom. That was their mentality. That was their culture. But they had what looks to be now a Hall of Fame quarterback in Russell Wilson. So in 2014, when they win the Super Bowl, 2013, they're still 10-6. Right, because they basically they switched over from becoming a defensive oriented team. They're like, no, let's become a Russell Wilson oriented team. And Patriots did the same thing, right? Patriots won the Super Bowl in 2001. They won their first Super Bowl with Tom Brady, and they missed the playoffs the next year. Right, and then they go on to win back-to-backs because they were in the middle of transitioning from being a defensive-minded team and saying, you know what, let's put more of our eggs in the basket of this Tom Brady guy. Let's go more offense. I think this Tom Brady guy can handle it. He might be special. And then, you know, of course, they end up trading Drew Bledsoe and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's what led to the longevity, because you can have longevity, right? That's why, you know, when we see Daniel Day-Lewis or Tom Hanks going to be in a movie, we go, oh, that movie's going to be good. It's going to be good because it's built around mostly one guy. When Tom Brady is your quarterback, we know, oh, that team's going to be good. Because it's mostly, they're just building around that one guy. Russell Wilson's teams, Patrick Mahomes' teams, Aaron Rodgers' teams. Because their blueprint is mostly focused on this one player playing at a really high level. And we're going to give him every way, every means to be successful. But with defense, it ain't like that, right? Defense, you might need a pass rusher. You might need a cornerback. It also costs more, right, to build a great defense, because I got to pay the pass rusher. I got to pay the corner. I got to pay the inside linebacker who wants to be paid. I got to pay 8-9 guys to keep this defense elite, to keep my offense elite. I got to pay one guy to make sure, you know what I mean? That's why I'd rather just pay Denzel Washington or Tom Hanks rather than, you know, trying to replicate an all-time great comedy. It's just a tougher recipe to be able to replicate over and over again. And that's why offense wins in the NFL. Everybody wants to invest in offense because the longevity of the success, the window is a lot larger. The success window, at least the window of success for a defense, it's always short. I mean, it's quick, man. You win with defense and then in 2 years, you're done. 2015 Broncos, they won the Super Bowl with a Peyton Manning that was a game manager. In 2017, they were 5-11. When you win with defense, that's the reality of it. It's just not going to last long. Like an all-time great comedy, you're not going to be able to replicate that model over and over again. The other model with, you know, a quarterback-centric model, you can replicate that. Yeah. In different ways, you can find ways to win.
Good stuff. Like yeah. hearing a defensive guy say that. That's how I know it's legit.
Yeah, that's when you know it's the real deal. The other thing, the other sports comparison that I would give is just expectations. So we talk about that, right, with fan bases. And where are the Patriots' expectations right now compared to where the, you know, what they were when this whole thing started? And our expectations watching this thing, they're just going to be too high, Rod, yeah. even if it is a good movie.
No, that's a good point. You're right about that. Yeah, that's I agree with you 100%. It's almost when I see a Tom Hanks movie, you know, sometimes I end up disappointed even when it's a good movie because yeah. my expectations are through the roof. And that's what's going to happen with Coming to America. So I'm going to drink some Bud Light and sip some tequila, and hopefully I will allow myself to relax and just enjoy the experience.
Yeah, hopefully it's good enough to where you only have to sip that tequila, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You need to start chugging it to make it funny. Hopefully no it doesn't get to that point.
I want a full. We want a full report on Monday, though. Without spoiler
Blackbuster
alert.
Blackbuster, baby. The yeah. return of Blackbuster. Hell, we might have to watch it this weekend then, too, if that's we're going to get into it next week.
Yeah, what is it? Amazon Prime? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. Okay. Someone's got an account if you don't.
Yeah, that's on a computer, right?
Yeah, you heard of one of those.
So what do you do about packages being delivered to your house if you don't have Amazon Prime?
They still deliver them. It just takes
longer. No, I mean, like, I'm asking KD.
I don't get a lot of packages delivered to my house. And when I do, it's whenever they get there, they get there.
Because it comes with the Amazon Prime. Like, nobody has Amazon Prime, the streaming apparatus, just because they want to stream Amazon Prime TV. They have it because it comes with the Amazon Prime of the delivering package service.
Yeah.
Like that's why you have it.
And
it
I
comes,
have.
They come together. They're hand in hand.
I've been given those cards, and I've bought stuff online before. But, Rod, I'm kind of an old school consumer and shopper. I like to smell it. Getting there. I like to try it on. I like to feel it. I like to know what I'm really buying and getting.
Yeah.
That's gross, dude. So weird. Also.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell you what I was buying. It would be if you heard.
I don't want to know.
It's kind of creepy. Yeah.
Good stuff, Rod.
We're going to break. Rod's rant of the day here on the Triple Option with RBKD. When we come back, we've got Off the Record 2. Baker Mayfield, Austin Zone, apparently is seeing things. We'll get into it next.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack are a study in contrast and surprise. And the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. Good thing there's a masterpiece you can really bite into. Good thing there's the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich at Whataburger.
Hey, if you're going to be at home this weekend, or maybe you know that you should be going to look for a car or truck and you just don't feel like doing it because you want to do stuff, then go ahead and hang out at home. Heck, you can hang out anywhere as long as you can get online and just get to appleleasing.com. You really can do all of this. Search kind of where you are in the market, too. Let them know what you're looking for. You take that free lease quote. It's all free for the quotes and certainly for the calculations of your trade-in if you have one. But tell them what you want. Any make, any model, or give them a price range. Like I said, you can value your trade-in if you have one. Just cut out the middleman, sell directly to them, and make this thing really quick and really easy. They've got some good specials, too, right now, including the Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, which is a good-looking SUV and not a bad deal right there. So just take that free quote or tell them what you want. They do have reps online, so if you want to fire away any questions or maybe you have a customized lease in mind, go for it. They're really friendly. They've been doing this for 30-plus years. They do not like to say no. It's 512-346-9977, 512-346-9977, or appleleasing.com.
Folks, you know, I've gone through a lot of pains over the last 20 years, my knees, my shoulder, and, of course, that back of mine. Now, I've tried everything, massages, acupuncture, cryotherapy, and finally I found something that really works for me. GreenMountainFlower.com, that's the cure. I've been looking all over the place for something that's going to help me feel good, help me sleep good. Green Mountain Flower has the most powerful CBD oil available, and it's unique, and it really works for me. Now, you'll see all kinds of CBD oils in shops all around the place, you know, the convenience stores and gas stations and places like that. that, but none like Green Mountain Flower. And Green Mountain Flower has the most knowledgeable CBD oil retailers right here in Austin, Texas. It's natural, 100% absorption. It's oil-based, and it absorbs into the body easier. It's unique and 100% organic formula. And it really has worked. Give a call today to 512-645-0510. Talk to Gene or Elsie and ask about the great products that they have. You'll find them on Facebook and online at greenmountainflower.com.
Just because there's a new number at the top of your calendar doesn't mean your toilet is less evil, your faucet is less drippy, or your water pressure is less than non-existent. Hi, it's Rita from my friends at Hambone Plumbing. When you need an expert behind that wrench, you need Hambone Plumbing. Plumbing repairs and service. New plumbing installations, water heaters, and water softeners. New year, same plumbing, go Hambone. Solving your problems for 40 years and three generations. 512-388-7030. HambonePlumbing.com. License number M12470.
Hey, it's Bucky from The Horn. Building a new home? Well, at times it can be fun. At other times, well, testing. But Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations, well, they almost make it simple. Locally owned and operated, he's been in the Austin area for over 30 years. 512-255-8678. Surveillance units, video doorbells, media rooms, or just a TV mounted professionally. Tom will come and set it up so that it fits your home and your budgets. That's Tom McKay and Audiovisual Consultations. 512-255-8678. Audiovisual Consultations.
Find Altstadt Beer near you. Go to altstadtbeer.com and click on the Find Our Beer banner. There is sure to be a location in your area. Altstadt Beer, no impurities, no regrets.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, a Texas-sized selection of wines, spirits, finer foods, and specialty beers. Cheers to savings.
Welcome back. Triple Option with RBKD. Country Music Friday here. I'm not guessing because I'm already one for one. I'm 100,000%.
Retiring on top, huh?
Retiring on top.
Okay, I got, John Elway.
I got one at bat, and I trickled one into left, and we're saying it's a liner for the rest of my life, all right?
You know who did that?
Who?
Former Ranger manager Jeff Banister. He was one for one in his MLB playing career.
Are you serious?
One at bat. Just a weekly hit single, but he can claim a perfect batting average till the end of time.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I hear country music, I do think of just obviously getting out in the country, but looking up at the stars, and that's usually when country music definitely hits me and hits my soul. Well, Baker Mayfield may have been doing that. I don't know if you saw this, but he tweeted, and this is has to do with this area. He tweeted, almost 100%. I just saw a UFO drop straight out of the sky on our way home from dinner. We stopped and looked at each other and asked if either of us saw it. Very bright ball of light going straight down out of the sky towards Lake Travis. Anybody else witness this? And he's had some people reply. He's had some people give him crap. Neil deGrasse Tyson had a comment on it, which I'll get to here in a second. But, Rod, I'll throw it to you first. Your thoughts on, I guess, UFOs. I mean, we do always get this confused, and I've noticed it the last 10 years a lot more. People go, so you don't believe in UFOs? No, I think you're talking about aliens, because UFOs, it's unidentified flying object, which we know those have existed, stuff that we just can't identify. It doesn't mean that it's got some green Martian in it, but, you know, UFOs have been around. He was, you know, I think talking about different life. What was your take on the tweet, and where do you stand with UFOs and aliens in general?
I believe Mark Henry said he also saw it, too.
Okay.
Mark Henry called into B&E, I believe, and said he saw it. And several texters said they saw it, too. Whatever Baker Mayfield saw in the night sky in Lake Travis there. So, yeah, it could have been Elon Musk for all we know, all right? He's been doing some old freaky stuff. This guy owns, like, I think 30% of the satellites that are right now revolving around the Earth. And he wants to make some city here, some town here in Austin, like a new, really kind of his satellite coordinating facility here. So I'm not saying it is him, but I'm just saying freaky stuff like that could happen. I don't know what it is. Do I believe in aliens? Yes, UFOs, of course, exist. I agree with KD. I mean, that's just stuff that we can't identify right. That's in the sky. Happens all the damn time.
There's probably an answer for it, but we can't identify it.
Yeah. In terms of aliens, yeah. I mean, there's something out there. I don't know what the hell's out there. I don't know what it is, what intelligent life, but I imagine there might be something out there. And listen, we don't know enough about our own world. Only 70% of this world is water, right? Mm-hmm. 70% of the world is oceans, and we've only explored or mapped 20% of the oceans.
Right? I've done my part.
Yeah, right? We find new parts of the brain every other year. We just found a new part of the brain in 2018 we didn't even know existed. So, I mean, we don't, there's a lot of things that are mysterious to us that mm-hmm. we just don't know, and maybe we'll never know. I mean, we don't even know. People say, do I believe in Bigfoot? I don't necessarily believe in Bigfoot, but I know there are creatures on this planet that we have not documented. Mm-hmm. National Geographic said 86% of the animal kingdom has not yet been cataloged and documented. There are things out there we don't know or understand.
And we're worried about things going extinct. We don't even know about 86% of them.
Yeah. UFOs could be anything, right?
Yes.
It could be a drone. It
meteor.
Could be just an unaccounted for small plane. It could be these nuts. I mean, anything could qualify as a UFO. But I did see earlier today that Neil deGrasse
I broke my back.
Tyson. No,
what do you mean by that? You broke
my back is broken.
Not that.
Spinal.
Tyson. Neil deGrasse Tyson
no,
apparently said
it
was likely a meteor.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, there you go.
Baker Mayfield and his wife, Emily, saw last night while presumably filming a Progressive commercial.
Lifetime Longhorn. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He doesn't claim it because he claimed they were racist toward him when he was
okay.
He doesn't brag about it.
All right. Yeah, I was wondering why he never claimed that. I've seen him on Mar a bunch.
That's why he left, yeah, unfortunately. So, he didn't see the eyes of Texas either, so.
Oh, well, how dare he?
Have we gotten his take on the eyes of Texas?
Well, then I'm glad he's
his
gone,
take on
Rod.
Oh, man. What about you, KD? Are you an alien believer?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they have to exist. I mean, I just think we get so caught up in our own world, so to speak, that we just don't, that there's so much stuff, like Rod just said, even on planet Earth that we aren't aware of, and we just think we know more than we do. So I would think that there's a vast, vast area out there in space that that something's got to be living. And here's the other thing, too. So let's not, you know, let's be very smart about this and really check ourselves before the aliens wreck ourselves.
Don't remember that lyric.
I don't think that was a lyric.
No.
If they are around here, they're clearly way ahead of us. Way ahead of us. If we're not sure they exist and they've been spying on us and just coming in for a little trip and it's that quick. And by the way, there are a lot of pilots and that are kind of starting to come out and talk about this a little bit, that they've seen a lot of stuff, and the military too, that I think they're messing with us, and Rod, they're way ahead of us.
Yeah, there's been a lot of discussion about that. Look up the Fermi paradox.
Pardon me?
It's this theory about extraterrestrial life. Essentially, they basically believe in, like, the great filter, which is, the great filter is a belief that if beings were intelligent enough to travel, you know, interstellar travel, right, travel within different galaxies and stuff like that and visit Earth, then they're just like us, right? They're really intelligent and they're becoming more and more intelligent by the day, and technology is evolving.
Yeah.
We're on the way to quickly destroying ourselves. Don't we agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like we're going to destroy ourselves before we end up having the technology to travel to another universe, like ourselves. Like
right.
We can send stuff to Mars, but we won't.
Not us.
There.
Good timing on all three of our parts.
Yeah, right.
We'll
either by killing the environment or killing ourselves. So essentially the great filter belief is that intelligent life that was going to visit Earth, or that was going to be technologically advanced enough to visit Earth, they've already destroyed themselves. That's why they haven't visited. Because they're like us.
Right?
They're self-destructive by nature, so eventually they'll kill themselves before they ever evolve to the point where they can travel through different, you know, galaxies.
How about
and stuff
that?
Like that?
That's good stuff, Rod.
We are the foremost authority on space and
on
space
everything.
Theorem.
On here. Everything.
Because mm-hmm. we're getting very big in space.
It's an interesting theory, though.
Yeah, it is. I'm gonna check that out when I get home. Generally speaking, though, if something is aware of you and can look at you, but you aren't aware of them or even what's going on with them or where they live or that they exist, they're probably smarter than you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wonder what Colin Cowherd's take on this Baker Mayfield story is.
I told you.
Probably calling Baker incredibly immature.
Yeah.
For claiming that he saw a UFO last night. I don't want my franchise quarterback saying that he saw an unidentified flying object. I want him to be able to identify everything. That's what you have to do. You got to read a defense. You got to read space.
What type of leadership is this? What does this say about the guy? I'll say this, though. I mean, this makes, you know, Kyrie Irving just blows the cake on everything. This is nothing compared to that. This is an argument.
He blows the cake.
The flat.
Takes the cake.
Takes the cake.
I was thinking about blowing the cake out, but yeah, taking the cake.
Blow the cake. Hey, that sounds fun, too.
Teach his own.
Rod, stop. We're giving him too much there.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not.
All right, there's off the record, too. Let
whatever you want to the cake.
Let us know if you saw it. 337-3776, Baker Mayfield and his wife. It was Baker who tweeted it out, claiming that he saw a UFO over Lake Travis earlier this week. We've got one segment left before we send you off to Texas Longhorn Baseball, the Longhorns and the Houston Cougars. Pregame at 6:15, first pitch at 6:30. So we'll set the table for that and kind of talk about what we have going on this weekend up next.
Got lots of crashes to deal with here this afternoon and this evening, trying to clear one eastbound on Ben White near South Congress. Also, FM 969 at Dunlop Road. That's a vehicle fire. Also, checking the northbound frontage, I-35, Grand Avenue Parkway, a collision there. Wells Branch Parkway at Owen Tech, a crash there, too. As far as any other wrecks, Highway 79 east of the interstate, still a backup because of an earlier wreck there. And the main lanes, tell you what, Mopac and I-35, even heading into the 6 o'clock hour here on a Friday, are still stacked up. Matter of fact, southbound I-35 from Ben White all the way to Buda. On again, off again delays. That's traffic.
Hey, if you're looking to get your eyesight fixed, maybe you haven't been thinking about it, now would be a great time to go see the awesome people at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. They changed my life. They can change yours, too. And it's so quick. It's so easy. It's painless. And it's a great price right now. LASIK starting at $495 per eye. Lots of people only need to get one eye worked on. I was in that boat, but the price was good enough. I thought, man, this is a lifetime warranty. You got guaranteed financing. I was like, you know what? I'm going to get both done. And I don't regret it. I've got 2015 vision. If you qualify, that means they can get you down to 2020. But they can maybe do better. They got BK down to 2010. I'm not sure what he did to get that. Well, he's just young. Go online or call to schedule that free consultation. Essentially, it's a free eye exam. So if something else is going on, they'll let you know about that. I've talked about with my mom when she went in there. She qualified and she could have done it. But they said, hey, you know, professionally, this is what we do. So we recommend you go get this taken care of, then come back. And that just showed me how professional and caring they are. 512-596-2020. 512-596-2020. You got guaranteed financing. The procedure is quick, it's easy, it's painless. It's sharpvision.com, sharp with an E-vision.com. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger, but the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond, not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a GEICO agent near you.
Lance and Katie Clawson for Interspace Cavern in Georgetown.
Lance, you're turning into a real caveman with your Rona beard, shaggy hair, you're growling at the kids, and I'm pretty sure I saw leaves in the bathroom near the toilet paper holder.
Yeah, Katie, something has got to give. Folks, it's time to get moving and away from Netflix and go to Interspace Cavern. We're taking every precaution for your safety, so stop in and see all the new sights and stories, as well as the old ones from when you were there as a kid. Come and see us today. We're fun and we're open.
Interspace Cavern in Georgetown, 20 minutes from downtown Austin, exit 259.
There is no such thing as quality of life when you're constantly in pain.
No sleep, no work, and no play without the pain. Enough is enough. Hey, everybody, it's Aaron Hogan to tell you about the medical professionals at QC Kinetics who help patients take back their quality of life with bold, new, breakthrough pain treatments. These are regenerative cell therapies that precisely target the root cause of the pain, usually caused by old injuries, arthritis, and you know what it is. It's back pain, it's hip pain, shoulders, knees, even sciatic nerve pain. New gen therapies help restore and heal damaged tissue for long-term relief. These are not Band-Aid solutions, folks, and they've seen amazing patient satisfaction. Best news? No surgery, no pain meds, no downtime. QC Kinetics, who help patients take back their quality of life with bold, new, breakthrough pain treatments. Don't suffer one more day. Book your free consultation at QC Kinetics in Austin and in Round Rock. Simple phone call, 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303. And they see amazing patient satisfaction at QC Kinetics.
Experience a better way to buy at Henna Chevrolet.
I tend to be a bit grouchy when it comes to car dealers, but Henna's level of service quickly had me at ease, and I actually enjoyed the experience.
I don't know if I just bought a car or made a bunch of friends, but I'm more than okay with that.
For a lower price made easy, find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com. Henna Chevrolet takes the stress out of car buying.
The compassion, the respect, the savings that I experienced from the Henna sales team were second to none.
We treat you how we'd want to be treated.
Henna provided the most respectful, professional, and caring experience I've ever had at a dealership. And I saved almost $5,000, too.
For a lower price made easy, find new roads at Henna Chevrolet or HennaChevyAustin.com.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock. Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaqueroscafe.com. The Triple Option is brought to you by Coors Light.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash your
mouth? Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion, sir.
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really
man,
good.
That's good.
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. It is the last segment of the last show of the week. Before we get out of here, we got to let you know what's on tap. For the weekend, not just for tonight. But if you missed anything from this week's shows, go to hornfm.com. You can catch up with all of the podcasts of all the shows, not just the Triple Option, but with all of the shows, you can catch up there at hornfm.com. All right, let's start with my man, KD. KD, what's on tap for you tonight and this weekend?
What's on tap tonight? Little birthday party that I'm going to stop by, and really Texas and Houston. I'm going to ESPN Plus this thing and try and watch all those. And we got 6 o'clock Sunday, Texas TCU. There'll be some food porn mixed in there. May make some plays.
Watching food porn right now.
I am. Yeah. I got that on. I got my ESPN. And look who it is too, BK. It's Guy Fieri.
Nice.
Well, when the sound's down, I really like the show.
Flavortown.
Yeah. Because the video is so good. So, yeah, it'll be a typical weekend for me. I'm looking forward to it, trying to get some bike rides in and just enjoy beautiful weather. BK, what you got going on?
Same. A lot of Texas sports coming up over the next 7 days, and we'll even have some Texas football to really get into next week because Pro Day is next Thursday, March 11th. So we'll have that to discuss. And I think LHN is going to be televising that. I know that's not what we're getting into this weekend, but
no,
for that.
And the Eyes will be next week.
Football Conversation, oh, yeah. The Eyes of Texas Committee will release its findings on Tuesday, and we'll have a Texas baseball series and a Texas basketball regular season finale to recap. So a lot of sports to get into. Last weekend of regular season college hoops, guys. The brackets 2 weeks from Sunday. We'll have a bracket nice. In our hands, which is going to feel so great.
With the Longhorns, is it possible for them to get to a 3 seed? I've seen them 4 seed everywhere. If they finish strong, win.
They cannot get to a three, and it's not their fault. It's a COVID misfortune. So Kansas is currently third, and Kansas is 12-6 in the Big 12.
Now you're talking three seed in the Big 12.
Are you talking about Big 12?
I think he made
no, I'm talking about
nationally.
The tournament.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Sorry,
yeah.
My bad.
My bad. They're going to need to win Sunday, and I think they're going to need to win probably two games in the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City.
Okay.
Now, to get a three seed in the Big 12 tournament, that can't happen. Texas right now is locked in as a four for that. That's the best team they beat twice? I know. Yeah, okay. It's because Kansas will end up with one more game played. So Kansas is going to end up at 12-6. And if Texas beats TCU on Sunday, they're going to end up at 11-6. Kind of a misfortune there. But the Longhorns, the good news, that win last night means they won't be a seven seed in the Big 12 tournament, which means they won't have to play that first day.
Nice.
Which is good. And also, no one's ever won the Big 12 tournament having to play in that first round. So, looking forward to TCU. Hopefully, they can end the season with a win. That'd be a three-game winning streak going into the Big 12 tournament in KC. And hopefully, they play the Big 12 tournament this year. We're getting so close, man.
I gotta
pinch myself, but I don't want to count my chickens before they egg or hatch
happening.
Or something or whatever.
Yeah, because now it's about TV money, so it's happening.
Yeah.
All that stuff's going to happen because they can't afford to lose out on any more of that revenue they lost in 2020 because of COVID. So things are going to get pushed to happen. And not saying they should. I mean, Texas is open, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's going to happen.
Yeah, because why is Texas open? Because we don't have state income tax and we need sales tax. So
let's get it done. So, Rod, I know Sunday you'll be watching the TCU game. I hope you check out some of the Houston games in baseball this weekend. But tonight, I'm nervous for you. Usually you're nervous for yourself. I'm nervous for you. I know how much you love coming to America, and I love it. I'm right there with you. And I just hope that it's okay tonight.
Yeah, so I hope that they don't disgrace the original. I'm gonna try not to go into it with, you know, preconceived notions and really high standards, but I just want to laugh a couple of times. You know, I grade my comedies on how often I laugh out loud.
Okay,
right? Can you make me laugh out loud? I'm alone. Nobody's there. I'm laughing out loud on my own. It was a pretty damn good comedy. Like that's why I always knew Tropic Thunder was one of the all-time greatest comedies, right? You ever watch Tropic Thunder and you'll probably laugh out loud. The laugh out loud meter was probably 10 times.
Wow.
On Tropic Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, Robert Downey Jr. alone has like four.
You're not hitting that tonight.
No, but it might this weekend. That's a great comedy.
All right.
Ironically, White Man in Blackface has not been canceled. How has Robert Downey Jr. not been canceled?
I don't know.
He just got in ahead, I guess. I don't know how to explain it. Maybe it was so funny that they just didn't want to cancel.
Ahead? We're canceling Abraham Lincoln. There is no getting ahead.
True.
They'll go back 400 years and cancel you.
Oh, man, you're right.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We appreciate all the support and everything we got this week. We will talk to y'all on Monday. Don't forget, Texas baseball coming up 6:30 tonight for first pitch, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1:30 on Sunday, and you got the basketball game at 6 o'clock on Sunday. For Brad, for Rod, I'm Kevin. Y'all have a great weekend. Peace, y'all.
It's also Buck the birthday, the 46th birthday of one Leonardo DiCaprio.
Pretty doggone good. Plus, he dates all those nice looking. He's got a plethora.
Still single.
Of ladies. And still single, yeah.
Well, and I think he has, you know, you might call it shallow, but it's kind of his rule. He doesn't date someone over 25.
That's shallow.
Once they hit 25, he's out.
Yeah, that's shallow. If somebody has to be shallow, might as well be him.
Camilla Marone. She's 22, of course.
She's 19.
But she knows the clock's ticking. So she's 22
Bucky
now.
Bucky and Aaron.
Weekdays from 6 till 10.
On the horn.
Hey, folks, this is your lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers. Bud Light is the number one light beer in the world because Bud Light fits any occasion. That's part of the reason I love Bud Light. Bud Light is a beer for all seasons, and it's baseball and softball season. And the only thing more satisfying than a sound with ball hitting the bat or the taste of a ballpark hot dog is a nice ice-cold Bud Light. You can get the good times going as long as you got the Bud Light flowing. Bud Light is the perfect beer for any and every occasion, especially your favorite sporting occasions. That's why Bud Light is my choice, should be yours too, all year round. Bud Light is America's beer of choice.
Madness? It's back!
Vass Madness and the Vassers at Urology Austin. If you're finished having kids, then it's time to get your vasectomy at Urology Austin during March or April. After your vasectomy, sit back and watch sports all day. College hoops in March, the pro golf tourney in April, you're watching them under doctor's orders. We have 18 convenient locations, so getting your vasectomy is quick and easy. Spots are limited, so call today. Check UrologyAustin.com for more details. Vass Madness and the Vassers at Urology Austin. Male urology specialists.
Here's Michelle's experience with Apple Leasing.
I've always been curious about leasing a vehicle, and after hearing the great recommendations for Apple Leasing, I decided to give them a call. It was very casual, and I was just curious what trading in my vehicle would look like and if I could possibly get a lower payment for a newer vehicle. And my car was at the point where it needed new brakes, and I was already getting tired of it. The kids made it messy, and I really wanted that new car smell and that warranty back. I had an idea of what I wanted, and everything was so turnkey via DocuSign. I got a brand new vehicle for less than my old vehicle's monthly payments, bad brakes, and all, and I'm in love with my new ride. What's funny is I always tell myself that I'm going to drive my new car into the ground until I no longer have a car payment, but does that ever really happen? The out-of-warranty and wear and tear issues will always pop up, and giving Apple the opportunity to see what they could do for me on my next car was a great call.
Apple Leasing, 512-346-9977 or appleleasing.com.
Estes Audiology has 8 offices in Central Texas, with new locations in Round Rock, San Antonio, and Dripping Springs, and they just keep on growing. You know why? Check out our online reviews and see how more and more baby boomers are realizing they do not have to miss the sounds of life. The expert team at Estes can offer the perfect device for your lifestyle needs. Small but powerful technology for the best patient satisfaction. If you suspect you have hearing loss, call Estes Audiology at 512-900-8888 or take the hearing test at hearlifeagain.com.
They don't call it the seventh inning sit or the seventh inning pause. Or the seventh inning, relax and wait a while. No, for as long as anyone can remember, it's been the seventh inning stretch. A time to stand up, move around, and get your blood circulating. That's good advice, whether you're sitting at Dish Falk Field in the cab of an 18-wheeler or behind a desk at the office. Just a healthy reminder from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, where we're changing the way workers' comp works for you.
Austin's Pizza has been Austin's favorite delivery since 1999, delivering hot and fresh pizza to you all over town, whether it's at the Longhorn game or your home or business. Go to austinspizza.com and check out our new peach or apple streusel dessert pizzas. And don't forget Pizza Roll Tuesdays. Stop by and grab lunch weekdays.